Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from John 16, verse 33. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. It has been quite a week. There's a lot of stuff out there trying to cause trouble. Life stuff, death stuff, relationship stuff, just hard stuff. People I love and care about are sick, are dying, are struggling. And sometimes it's hard to trust that God wins. Really hard. Because sometimes it doesn't feel that way at all. Sometimes it feels like cancer is winning, or hate is winning, or fear is winning, or prejudice and injustice are winning. And in the midst of these really hard things, hearing that Jesus will overcome, hearing love wins, isn't all that helpful at all, actually. But it's true. Even in the moments where it feels the least true, it is true. The last time I used this verse was almost a year ago, July of 2016. There were protests and shootings, and it felt pretty dark. This year, somehow, if it's even possible, the tension feels heavier, darker. And somehow it feels like the hits just keep on coming. More people are getting sick. More people are struggling. The world seems to be getting messier and darker. So what are we supposed to do with this exactly? How are we supposed to trust this truth that is in front of us, that we should take heart that Jesus will overcome the world? I wish I had the magic answer. I don't. All I know is that God has promised that we are not alone and that love wins. That's what I've got. That's all I've got. And even for me, a pastor, a person who's supposed to believe this all the time, some days it doesn't feel remotely true for me either. This verse from John 16 is a part of what is commonly referred to as the farewell discourse. Jesus is talking about leaving, and the disciples were confused and scared. They did not like the world in which Jesus was leaving them, and they were not confident that they had everything they needed to survive. And Jesus reminded them that he wasn't going to leave them alone, and that even though the world was going to give them trouble, they should take heart. I like to think this is the Jesus way of saying, crap happens, guys, but don't worry about it. The Greek there is actually tharseo, which is often translated as have courage. But the literal meaning of this word, tharseo, is to be emboldened from within. I love this. Because do you know what is within us? The Spirit. And she's awesome. This past weekend was Pentecost, where we celebrate the movement of the Spirit and the recognition and celebration of how we are not left alone and how through the Spirit, God is always with us as we are sent into the world, the crappy, messy world. So when we are tharseo, emboldened from within, it is the movement of God within us, reminding us of who we are, that we are beloved and not alone. And then Jesus says that he will overcome the, wait for it, world, the same place that's giving us trouble. Overcome. The scary, confusing, dark, heavy, difficult world is going to be overcome. And then, if that wasn't clear enough, Jesus goes and shows us what he means. He dies and rises. He defeats death, reminding us all, once and for all, that love really does win. Jesus shows us that love, when it's right up against the hate and destruction of this world, that kind of love always wins. The things that are not of God, the things that bring us down and cause us to struggle, they cannot stand. They will not stay. They do not win. It's true. I watched it happen this week, more than once even. It's still happening, even now, even in you. Love wins. Love always, always wins. No matter what you are going through, it will be overcome. And that's the truth. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.